Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to all of you. Now, I said this afternoon once already. It's the day after the Brexit. And one couldn't actually see this entire event as a cultural response to Brexit. I have the honor of welcoming you once again to the awards ceremony of the 8th International Literature Prize, the prize for translated contemporary literature. Many of you have been with us since the early afternoon and have taken part in the very diverse and compelling program of readings and discussions on literary material under the heading Extension of the Reading Zone, and we addressed the shortlisted titles. I'm delighted that so many of you have been with us for so long and are still with us for the evening. I'd also like to welcome everybody who's only just joined us now. You've missed a great deal if you've only just come. I can't put it any other way. The afternoon was a journey through experiences of reading and producing and translating literature. The selected books were our companions on this journey, opening the door to various different worlds, which are revealed behind the letters on the paper, on the page. But of course, now we have another highlight of today's event, the awards ceremony, presenting the prize to our winner, the author Shimona Sina and the translator Lena Muller, for the wonderful translation from French into German of the book Let's Beat Up the Poor. I'm very pleased that the jury has made this choice because the novel really does justice to our prize. It fits very well into that and indeed into the contemporary era. The German translation is not just a particular achievement by Lena Muller. The novel itself deals with the work of translating. The Calcutta-born author addresses her work as an interpreter in a Parisian asylum office. Refugees with their inner misery and poverty and their individual fates meet there, the officials and the apparatus of a public authority, with their inner distance and their bureaucratic rules. Interpreting between them is not just a question of translating the language, it's also about being a mediator in many other different ways. The first-person narrator of the novel is between the fronts of despairing applicants and reluctant deciders. So we find translating as an attitude, as a fundamental question of life, and as a constant practice. And in this sense, the novel in many ways addresses precisely the phenomenon that the International Literature Prize has responded to for 8 years. Ever since its inception, the prize has owed its existence to an awareness that literature cannot be captured in national categories, but moves within transnational discourses and economies. What does writing mean in a world shaped by migration and multilingualism? Isn't it always a translation process, even in the so-called original language? We want to discuss this after the reading. We'll have a reading both in the original language and in the translated version of the award-winning book. And we'll have a conversation on literary material as well. This year's Literature Prize has the logo Extension of the Reading Zone, because in the discussions on the literary material, we get to know literature in a different way, as something co-produced and co-created by authors, translators, and a whole host of readers. Something they produce all together, something which is a process of condensation and densification, created by many different texts, images, media experiences, and other influences. The processes of narrating, writing, translating, and reading come into the limelight. And in the subsequent round tables, the authors and translators who are our guests today at the Extension of the Reading Zone will address general questions of translation and being translated. So that will be after the award ceremony. I think the fact that there are so many of you here today shows that we're dealing with questions that are, if I may put it in these terms, absolutely burning issues for our societies today. So I wish us all a very fascinating second part of this event today and a wonderful eighth award ceremony for the International Literature Prize. Thank you.
Charles Baudelaire,
Charles Baudelaire. Let's beat up the poor.
Et je m'étais entourée des livres à la mode dans ce temps-là, il y a 16 ou 17 ans. Je veux parler des livres où il est traité de l'art de rendre les peuples heureux, sages et riches, en 24 heures. J'avais donc digéré, avalé, veux-je dire, toutes les élucubrations de tous ces entrepreneurs de bonheur public, de ceux qui conseillent à tous les pauvres de se faire esclaves et de ceux qui leur persuadent qu'ils sont tous des rois détrônés. On ne trouvera pas surprenant que je fusse alors dans un état d'esprit avoisinant le vertige ou la stupidité. Il m'avait semblé seulement que je sentais, confiné au fond de mon intellect, le germe obscur d'une idée supérieure à toutes les formules de bonne femme dont j'avais récemment parcouru le dictionnaire. Mais ce n'était que l'idée d'une idée, quelque chose d'infiniment vague. Et je sortis avec une grande soif. Car le goût passionné des mauvaises lectures engendre un besoin proportionnel du grand air et des rafraîchissants. Comme j'allais entrer dans un cabaret, un mendiant me tendit son chapeau, avec un de ces regards inoubliables qui culbuteraient les trônes si l'esprit remuait la matière et si l'œil d'un magnétiseur faisait mûrir les raisins. En même temps, j'entendis une voix qui chuchotait à mon oreille, une voix que je reconnus bien. C'était celle d'un bon ange ou d'un bon démon qui m'accompagne partout. Puisque Socrate avait son bon démon, pourquoi n'aurais-je pas mon bon ange ? Et pourquoi n'aurais-je pas l'honneur, comme Socrate, d'obtenir mon brevet de folie, signé du subtil Lélu et du bien avisé Bélarger ? Il existe cette différence entre les démons de Socrate et le mien, que celui de Socrate ne se manifestait à lui que pour défendre, avertir, empêcher, et que le mien daigne conseiller, suggérer, persuader. Ce pauvre Socrate n'avait qu'un démon prohibiteur. Le mien est un grand affirmateur. Le mien est un démon d'action ou démon de combat. Or, sa voix me chuchotait ceci. Celui-là seul est l'égal d'un autre qui le prouve, et celui-là seul est digne de la liberté qui sait la conquérir. Immédiatement, je sautai sur mon mendiant. D'un seul coup de poing, je lui bouchai un œil qui devint en une seconde gros comme une balle. Je cassai un de mes ongles à lui briser deux dents, et comme je ne me sentais pas assez fort, étant né délicat, et m'étant peu exercé à la boxe, pour assommer rapidement ce vieillard, je le saisis d'une main par le collet de son habit, de l'autre je l'employai à la gorge, et je me mis à lui secouer vigoureusement la tête contre un mur. Je dois avouer que j'avais préalablement inspecté les environs d'un coup d'œil, et que j'avais vérifié que dans cette banlieue déserte, je me trouvais, pour un assez longtemps, hors de la portée de tout agent de police. Ayant ensuite, par un coup de pied lancé dans le dos, assez énergique pour briser les omoplates, terrassé ce sexagénaire affaibli, je me saisis d'une grosse branche d'arbre qui traînait à terre et je le battis avec l'énergie obstinée des cuisiniers qui veulent attendrir un beefsteak. Tout à coup, ô miracle, ô jouissance du philosophe qui vérifie l'excellence de sa théorie, je vis cette antique carcasse se retourner, se redresser avec une énergie que je n'aurais jamais soupçonnée dans une machine si singulièrement détraquée, et avec un regard de haine qui me parut de bon augure, le malandrin décrépit se jeta sur moi, me pocha les deux yeux, me cassa quatre dents et avec la même branche d'arbre me battit dru comme plâtre. Par mon énergique médication, je lui avais donc rendu l'orgueil et la vie. Alors, je lui fis force signe pour lui faire comprendre que je considérais la discussion comme finie, et me relevant avec la satisfaction d'un sophiste du portique, je lui dis « Monsieur, vous êtes mon égal. Veuillez me faire l'honneur de partager avec moi ma bourse, et souvenez-vous, si vous êtes réellement philanthrope, qu'il faut appliquer à tous vos confrères, quand ils vous demanderont l'aumône, la théorie que j'ai eu la douleur d'essayer sur votre dos. » Il m'a bien juré qu'il avait compris ma théorie, et qu'il obéirait à mes conseils.
Charles Baudelaire schrieb sein Prosa-Gedicht Assommant les pauvres, erschlagt die Armen, 1855.
Charles Baudelaire wrote his prose poem Assommant les pauvres in 1865, 7 years after the entire South Indian subcontinent had been placed under direct British rule as a crown colony in a period in the 19th century where a gigantic capitalist economy of exploitation pushed millions of people into poverty and misery. Shimona Sena wrote in her novel about the slaves of the 21st century and devoted her novel to freedom in the quote at the start of the book from contemporary French writer Pascal Quignard. As we've heard, the Baudelaire in the poem meets a beggar who begs him for alms. His good spirit, a successor of Socrates' demon, tells him to beat up the beggar. And it's only when he's given him a good going over that the beggar pulls himself together and defends himself. Baudelaire recognizes him as being his equal, shares the contents of his wallet with him, and advises the recipient of his alms to deal with his colleagues just the same way. Shimona Sena didn't just take the title of Charles Baudelaire's poem for the title of her novel. She also took on board the provocative fundamental gesture and indeed a furious empathy. Ms. Sena, when your book was first published in 2011 in France, it triggered an overwhelming resonance in the media. Here in Germany, too, it hit the bullseye in capturing the spirit of the moment. In August 2015, it was published in German, right in the middle of a hysterical debate on refugees, which was bubbling up in Germany at the time. Our jury was impressed by the diagnostic power of your novel. Let's Beat Up the Poor is a slim volume. There's only 127 pages of text. How could this novel about refugees facing failure in the French asylum system really come out in front, holding its own against such a strong shortlist with works by so many outstanding authors and amazing translators? It's not just some critics who put this question to us. You also asked us yourself, Ms. Sena. And the reasons are very clear, as a matter of fact. On the one hand, there is this enormous sensitivity as a contemporary diagnosis, which extends far beyond just addressing current events. Your novel is rooted in your personal experiences as an interpreter in the French Immigration Authority, OFPRA, the Office Français de Protection des Réfugiés et Apatrides. And the central notion of protection is one that, however, did not filter through at all into your everyday experience of that authority. You were a mediator in the procedures in which refugees from Bangladesh, Pakistan, and West Bengal, with all of their biographical caesura, encounters the officials and asylum authority, whose job it was to turn human beings into case numbers. I was devastated to experience my compatriots in such a painful, embarrassing situation, as how you described your sense of that. And you describe your urge to write as something which was a necessary, almost physical reaction to the harsh reality of this system. A novel grew out of these furious notes, subsequently in a second literary phase. There's no good and evil in your book, no black and white. Your fury is not just directed to the distant representatives of an unwelcoming system. Your fury is also directed to the men from the South Indian subcontinent who flee out of economic need, ecological need, and strand on the beaches of Europe, following this desire for the white, like unloved jellyfish in a system in which truth had no opportunity. They inevitably become entangled in a labyrinth of lies, of false, bought stories. My job as a writer is to look for the truth. And when you're doing that, you can't be gentle and nice, is what you said about your own role. It's not literature's job to take sides. Yet nonetheless, your book is deeply empathic, full of empathy. You've devoted your time, your energy, and your thoughts to people who, as you described in an interview, simply don't exist within French society. In their novel, they are given a face, a history, feelings, a life. Wouldn't that in and of itself be enough reason to give you an award? You've written the kind of book that only you could have written, just like this. You, an Indian coming from a left-wing family in Calcutta, your parents were professors, you came 15 years ago to France already with one degree under your belt and studied in France, studied literature at the Sorbonne, and began to find your home within the French language too. The analytic, rational mode of French changed your thought and your writing. As you've said, the monologue of the first-person narrator with its rough, furious language seems radical, as if you're spitting it out. Let's beat up the poor takes its great power from its harsh, precise language, yet with a fundamentally lyrical undertone that nevertheless persists the legacy of your mother tongue, Bengali. In 22 short chapters, your text creates a literary analysis of a nexus of problems that is simultaneously global and highly individual and cannot fail to move readers. The perspective from which the kaleidoscope of misery unfolds is one-sided. There's only one gaze, that of your narrator, who's caught up in a monologue, remembering, reflecting. Her inner gaze is directed not just to refugees and an absurd asylum system, but also to herself, to the interpreter who has to defend herself against the male chauvinist stance of her compatriots, and who seeks in various erotic flings to sublimate the cruel drama of her daily experience, but that is in vain, that sublimation process, and looks at the woman who in her fury and in her suffering almost suffocates, and in her revolt expresses her feelings by hitting one of the asylum seekers, a grotesque expression of that fury. And that in inverted form brings us back to Baudelaire. Lena Muller's great achievement is not just that as a translator she gave this nameless female voice the entire force of the original. She was it who discovered the novel in the first place for Germany and, fortunately for us, found a publishing home for it after looking for years and years in the form of the Edition Nautilus. I hope that thousands of people will be grateful to her for that and to the publishing house. The jury certainly is. And we admire you, dear Lena Muller, and thank you not just for your acute sense of literary importance, but also for your masterly touch, running up and down the full range of language variations on the keyboard. Your precise German language version does justice to the original, whether you're describing, remembering, or narrating, whether it's reflective, sad, or furious, whether it's concise, reticent, and sober, or poetic and full of images. Your German version of the novel really gets under our skin. It grasps us. It engages us beyond the period of our reading. Dear Miss Sinner, you've written a moving work. It's quite the opposite of what Tim Parks wrote about in his book that will be coming out soon, what we talk about when we talk about books. He criticised the new category of boring global novels. Your book's the exact opposite. We want to read more from you and from Lena Muller, and I'm pleased that we'll be able to do that in August with the novel Calcutta. On behalf of the jury, I would like to thank you and congratulate you for your absolutely unique novel, Let's Beat Up the Poor, Assommons les Pauvres. And we'd like to congratulate you, Ms. Muller, for your very successful translation into German, successful both linguistically and stylistically.
Darf sie auf die Bühne bitten? Du hast Übersetzer? Bitte? Du hast die Übersetzung? Oder? Okay, dann gebe ich das. Noch einmal ganz offiziell.
Officially, the 8th International Literature Prize is awarded to Simona Sena and Lena Müller for Let's Beat Up the Poor. Assumons les pauvres.
Abschließend noch ein besonderes.
And finally, a thank you and congratulations from the Foundation Elementary Particles that award this prize.
So much. Can I speak in French? Yeah, okay, great. Merci beaucoup. Merci infiniment. Je tiens à...
Thank you very much. I would like to ask Olivier Cohen, my editor who is here, I am very pleased that he had the generosity and courage to publish my book. And I would also like to ask my editor, Alex Bingham, a very generous, a brave, intelligent person who guided me through this book so that it could exist in French. Of course, thank you, Lena Müller, for the German version. We love you. And all my German edition, Nautilus, Hanna, Katharina, and Katharina Bunga, thank you very much to have given Lena the opportunity to translate this book. Thanks to the HKW and to everybody who has contributed to this shortlist, or I think all the authors that are quoted on the shortlist, that were included on the shortlist, are bound to be very important. And I would like to dedicate this prize to the victims Orlando, of the Orlando massacre. I don't want to speak about the Brexit that's also causing a lot of victims. I would like to dedicate it to the Orlando shooting victims. Thank you very much.
Ja, ich möchte mich auch bedanken.
And a warm thank you from me as well to the Elementary Particles Foundations that founded this prize, a very important prize for translated literature and extending the reading zone outside of the German language zone. I would like to thank Simona Sena for the open cooperation that she afforded me, our many lively discussions about language and contents of the book. And thank you to Nautilus Editions for a great cooperation with them. Thank you very much to everybody who supported me during the translation. In the beginning, I was working within the Goldschmidt program for young translator. Frank Halbert and my colleagues from this program also deserve my thanks. They put me in the right path for achieving a worthwhile translation of the book. I would also like to thank the interpreters in their booths who allow us a carefree discussion beyond language barriers. And thank you also to everybody who has supported me in the last days when I was quite excited during my preparation for the event tonight. I was really surprised to receive this prize. Thank you once more.
Ah, okay.